You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome. My coffee is done. I'm all ready for the day. I hope you are too. But to give you a quick heads up of what we can expect from the Lal Street is why I am here. Yesterday, we saw a bit of control taken by the bulls on the Lal Street, but we still are not completely out of the water. We don't know which way the weather vane will move, so to speak. We're, of course, looking forward to the FOMC meeting and what the outcome of that is and how it impacts global markets. But before all of that, let's take a quick listen to what happened on the Lal Street yesterday. This is a morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Bulls regained control on the Lal Street on Tuesday after registering a big fall of nearly 500 points on the Sensex and over 100 points on the Nifty 50 on Monday. The rally also helped Sensex snap its four-day losing streak and close above 39,000 levels, while Nifty 50 closed a shade below 11,700 levels. The Nifty 50 bounced back from its crucial 50 days exponential moving average and now a close above 11,727 to 11,800 would keep bulls in control of the Lal Street, according to experts. Positive global cues and stimulus by ECB, that is the European Central Bank, helped sentiment, but traders remained cautious ahead of the outcome of the US Federal Reserve meeting on Wednesday today. Most experts feel that the US Central Bank is unlikely to cut rates, which eye commentary of Fed chairman on future trajectory of rates. Weak Chinese economic data, escalating trade war concerns and political concerns in the Middle East, you know, with Iran and the US, continue to fuel the fear of a deepening global slowdown, according to experts. According to one report by the Bank of America Merrill Lynch, investor confidence has been at its lowest since the time of the global financial crisis. The trading activity, meanwhile, remains fairly muted. The broader market underperformed benchmark indices and over 400 stocks on the BSE hit fresh 52-week lows, which included names like Bosch, Jet Airways, HEG, Tata Sponge, TTK Healthcare, Escorts, Bharat Forge, among others. RSI on the daily charts is looking weak and is now placed at 46.24 levels, while MACD on the same chart gave a sell signal. For the rest of this week, if benchmark Nifty 50 remains below the 50-day moving average, there could be further selling. The Indian rupee, meanwhile, strengthened against the American dollar on Tuesday, tracking gains in other Asian currencies, according to a Reuters report. The rupee closed at 69.69 a dollar, up 0.3% from its previous close of 69.9. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in the Indian equity markets for about 31 crore rupees, while DIIs were also net buyers to the tune of about 181 crore rupees, according to provisional data. The big news I bring to you today is going to be from SEBI. Capital markets regulator SEBI on Tuesday permitted stock exchanges with commodity derivative segment to introduce futures on indices. The stock exchanges willing to start trading in futures on commodity indices are required to take prior approval for launching such contracts, SEBI said in a circular. Sanjeev Prasad, MD and CEO of ISEX, told Money Control, and I quote, "Permitting commodity derivative exchange to launch futures on commodity indices is a very progressive move by the regulator. It is a small step towards the giant leap for the commodity derivative market reform and a development which is in line with the transformation witnessed in the equity market." Unquote. The turnover should be at least 75 crore rupees for agricultural and agri-processed commodities and about 500 crore rupees for all other commodities, SEBI went on to say. The size of the contract has to be at least 5 lakh rupees at the time of introduction in the market with an initial maximum tenor of 12 months. What are the charts telling us? Nifty has formed a spinning top kind of pattern on the daily charts. Spinning top is often regarded as a neutral pattern, which suggests indecisiveness on the part of both the bulls and the bears. It can be formed in an uptrend as well as in a downtrend. The consolidation is expected to continue, but if the index extended gains, then it can lead to the test of 11,800 on the upside, experts said. But a close below 11,658, which is the 50 days EMA, will lead to further selling. So based on all of this evidence, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,658 to 11,641, 11,727 and 11,800. Maximum call OI placed at 12,000 and 12,500. Maximum put OI placed at 11,500 and 11,700. To make this walk worth your while, we spoke to SMC Global Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some buying and selling. It's going to be all buy calls today. SRF Limited has a buy call, target of 3,300 rupees and a stop loss to be placed at 2,820 rupees for an upside of 10%. Indraprastha Gas has a buy call as well, target of 359 rupees, stop loss to be placed at 320 rupees for an upside of 7%. And finally, Godrej Properties has a buy call as well, target 997 rupees, stop loss at 858 rupees for an upside of 10%. So SRF Limited, Indraprastha Gas and Godrej Properties, all with buy calls from SMC Global Securities. Well, that's it then. Everything you need to know about what you can expect from the Lal Street and all the big news that we'll be in anticipation of over the course of the day, brought to you in a neat little capsule of about 6 minutes or less. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.